on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about having difficult conversations. Does the cat get your tongue when you need to have a delicate talk? Are you frustrated and unsure when you need to have a crucial discussion? Would you like to more easily have open and inspiring dialogue, no matter how challenging? Learn how to tackle tough discourse as we begin our month focusing on hodgepodge. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by a post I saw on Facebook. Someone had said something that was, in my view, unacceptable because they said it against a child. You're a teenager, you're still a child in my book. And I was very bothered by the language. And I ended up, after I saw this, and then women agreed and said things about this child's mother. And this was in a women's group, so it bothered me even more. So I posted to a group that I belong to of women over 40 and said, is this how it is today? And I just kind of needed a dump. I was so upset. And it asked for advice. And I got really great feedback. And they said, just take what you've kind of dumped here and shorten it. Because I felt something needed to be said. I get very frustrated and sad that we are so divided in this country, America, right now, that we can't even be civil. And when you oppose a child, a teenager, that has a different viewpoint, and you have to use words that a man shouldn't say, a woman should say, no one should say, that are derogatory, then I feel that's when, like, okay, we need to take a stand and speak up. And so social media probably isn't the best example because, let's just face it, I think we don't lack the ability, but it's difficult to have a engaging and real conversation via social media. Too easy to post a meme, blow up, that kind of thing. Whatever is difficult to you is a challenging conversation. And that will mean many different things to each person who's listening or watching. For a parent, it might be about the birds and the bees. You might not feel comfortable talking about that. Or maybe you have a friend that you're worried about that they are heading down a path, or they're already on the path of destructive behavior, and you're concerned that it's getting worse. Or even it might be having a conversation with a neighbor that has different political viewpoints. Because we have to have some real, in my view, heart-to-heart in this country. So a difficult conversation can mean to you whatever is hard for you. I know there are certain subjects I can talk about easily, others I struggle with. But I think it's really important that we engage and we have these conversations. Whether it's, again, about the birds and bees, because that's important to your child. Like anything in life, the more you do this, the easier it becomes. But if we have the challenging conversations, then we can resolve things. We can remember, hey, that person who has a different point of view from me isn't all that bad. Or if it is an intervention type of conversation, you might be able to reach that person and allow them to have an aha moment and perhaps seek the help they need. We'll all have different conversations. And my goal with this podcast episode today is to make it a little easier for you. Why is it so hard to have these conversations, right? Well, one, it might be embarrassing. Birds and bees, for some people, they might not be comfortable talking about that to their children. Or if you are talking to someone, say, if you feel they're in an abusive situation, you might be embarrassed because you were in an abusive situation and you're still healing from that. And maybe you're beating yourself up, like, why didn't I get out sooner? So it just might be embarrassing. You might also be worried you're going to offend someone or hurt feelings. I think most of us are good, decent people, and we don't try to be offensive, although I think that's on the up and up. And we really, truly don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And so we hold back. Maybe there's something you're passionate about, like you're passionate about animal rights, and you want to have a conversation of why it's important to pass legislation, but you don't want to maybe hurt someone's feelings. So that might be causing you to stall on the conversation. Or you're worried you might just explode. I know I have tried to really step back from social media. I've been doing a better and better job because I found myself a few times just, I can't always time all the time, bring it back to me and ask what's going on with me. But I get so darn angry. I see some of these conversations and I'm like, that's factually incorrect. That's not true. And you're defending something that can be proved factually by an unbiased source. And I think, oh my gosh, I'm just going to scream at someone if I don't take a step back. So that's maybe why you don't want to have a difficult conversation. Or you don't like conflict. I'm not a fan of conflict. I try to be live and let live as much as possible. I don't like engaging in arguments. I don't find joy from that. I think a lot of times there's not benefits. And I think that's because part of it, well, I think there are several reasons why I don't like conflict, but I know one of them was, especially women, you know, we're told don't be angry, don't be upset, don't say what's on your mind. I think especially from when I was a child, you know, women weren't supposed to do these things. So I think that's part of the reason why I don't like conflict. And sometimes the stakes can get a little bigger. What are you afraid of if you lose? If you have that discussion with your partner, your spouse, are you afraid that it could mean the end of a relationship? Maybe you're in a relationship and things aren't going well, but you think, eh, it's better than being alone. I know I have felt that in the past. So we start to think about, well, if I challenge my neighbor about something, then maybe it's just going to create this friction. And I don't want to feel that every time I come home because our houses are super duper close together. So you might be spending some time thinking, if I put myself out there, what could I lose? Sometimes we simply use avoidance as a strategy, right? We'll think, oh, if I just avoid it, it'll go away. Maybe, maybe not, but that's going to be my strategy and that's what I'm sticking with. So we just try to the avoidance route. But you know what? I can't remember any time in my life where I've avoided something and that it either didn't happen or because of avoiding it, I ended up costing myself something down the road. So if you're someone who's been using avoidance as a strategy, perhaps it's time to move away from that. Past experiences, right? Maybe in the past you have tried to have difficult conversations and maybe someone yelled at you or got angry at you or mocked you or didn't believe you or just vomited words all over you. You had all these bad experiences and you're like, nope, been there, done that. I think it is easier just to stay silent and not do anything. I have had these really negative experiences and I don't want to have negative experiences anymore. You can understand that. And I'd encourage you, if that has been a pattern of having negative experiences, if you listen today, we'll create a strategy to help make these difficult conversations a lot more easier. And I encourage you, put yourself out there again and have a conversation. And then finally, maybe we haven't seen good behavior models. I mean, think about, I don't know, is Jerry Springer still on TV? Think about like Jerry Springer or Maury, or maybe it was Sally Jesse Raphael. Gosh, I'm probably really dating myself here. I can't remember if she had a lot of crazy people on, but there's just all this conflict and it's to create drama to get people to watch. And that's not good behavior. A lot of time, we're not going to see that modeled not only at home, but also at school and our professional workplace. And if we haven't seen that, then we just simply don't know what to do. What are the benefits from having all those hard talks? Well, one, you don't hold on to anything. And what is great about that is, you know, I've talked about energetic clutter before, and everything's energy, whether you feel that from a spiritual or physics perspective. So if you are holding on to, I talk a lot about, I know I've mentioned this more than one time, when I was afraid to heal, right? Because I was holding on to that. I can't do it. If I heal, then all this bad stuff's going to come up, and I don't know if I can survive that. But it took energy to hold all that back. So you're energetically holding on to all those things you want to say. And it's physically in there. It is energy that's stagnant. It's stuck. It's cluttered. It wants to move. It just wants to get out there and do something. It wants to stay in motion. So if you have these challenging talks, then you're not going to hold on to anything energetically. And think about how, when you haven't said something, how it can control your mind. Like, woulda, shoulda, coulda. If I'd done this, then maybe I wouldn't have had to have this conversation, right? And perhaps a little doubt starts, and you have all that negative mental talk, and you're holding on to that, and then you release that. And, you know, we feel things like, I know if I haven't said something, I not only mull it over, but I feel it in my body. I tend to hold on to, when I'm stressed out, I really tend to hold on to it in my neck and shoulders and in my stomach. And when you have this conversation, then you don't hold on to that. You release it all. Real change could happen. That is definitely a possibility. You could maybe discover a new friend and you had different views and you thought, wow, he or she's really cool. Even though we don't agree on everything, I discovered this about her. And that's someone that I want to hang with. If you have that difficult conversation, maybe someone goes and gets help as a result of it. Or maybe you plant a seed and maybe nothing happens today, but a year or two down the road, that person is able to change and to reawaken their brilliance. Who knows? You might end up having the best conversation ever. You just never know where your conversation will take you. You might discover something about yourself, right? Someone might point something out to you and you're like, wow, I had a blind spot about that. I'm so grateful that I learned about that about myself. I didn't realize I had that challenge. And that great information wouldn't have been revealed to me if I hadn't taken that step to have the conversation. And that's allowed me to heal this little bit about myself. I'm going in the conversation thinking I could potentially change this person, and I'm the one who comes out changed. How great is that? It will increase your trust and respect, usually. Of course, not always, but that could happen between you and the other person. Or if it's a group of people doing a talk, you think, wow, this wasn't an easy conversation, but I really respected how they brought this up to me. And I believe I can trust them now. Trust and respect, definitely two awesome outcomes that may happen if you take that step. It's growth for you and the other person. You are growing because you, for whatever reason, you didn't like having these conversations and you did it. And the next time you do it, it'll be even easier, but that allows you to grow. And the other person might not be receptive. Again, that maybe a day or two later, or maybe they have a follow-up and they want to continue the dialogue. Or maybe they're just completely closed down, but you still planted that seed, and you never know what that'll grow into. These are opportunities. If you shift your thinking instead of, oh, I don't like conflict, I really love growth. I really want to be the best version of me. And this is an opportunity for me to do that. It helps you acquire new skills. Having difficult conversations is definitely a skill. And that can help you not only in your personal, but your professional life. I mean, we've probably had to have difficult conversations at work too. It's not just at home. And that really helps with your leadership. A leader can have a good, difficult conversation. Someone who's more passive is going to choose not to engage in conflict. But a leader said, okay, you know what? Let's roll up our sleeves. This may not be fun. This may not be easy. It's probably going to get a little messy and gooey. But you know what? If we want to grow as a team, or if we want to grow in our relationship, let's just cut to the chase and get her done. When you take the time to have a not so pleasant conversation, you're sharing with the person that you value them. Because if you didn't care, you wouldn't have a conversation, right? If it's someone you're like, meh, whatever. I don't really care about that person. I know I've done that. If I don't feel that it's someone that I'm really connected to, invested in, why would I put myself out there to have that difficult conversation? And again, as I just mentioned a moment ago with leadership and work, you know, that's a different, you might not like everyone, but if you're a leader, you're like, okay, let's go for it and do it. But when you do this, you're saying to that person, you know what? I value you. I value our friendship. I value that I want you to live your best life. Whatever it is, you're sharing with them that you value them. How great does that make us feel when someone says, you're good enough? I value you. That's pretty huge. When you prepare for death, you can live your life fully. Where is all that information to your online assets, and would people know how to find it? What do you want people to remember about you? If you were to die suddenly, who would take care of your pets? Julie Caraccio can support you in end-of-life planning and organization. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more. It allows you to, at some point in the discussion, be clear about being in the present moment, right? Okay, we have aired out the dirty laundry. Here's where we are. This is what we've discovered from this conversation. And now let's move forward, right? You can say, okay, we've aired it. The past is the past. The present moment's our point of power to change. Let's now figure out how we move forward. And then again, that comes back to not having to hold on to stuff, not simmering. Oh, Susie makes me so angry and blah, 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 blah. You've resolved it to some extent. And you can get resolution. Again, it might depend. It might not be the resolution you had envisioned or hoped for. But at least you know, maybe you never speak again. You've really upset someone. But it's not this anticipation, this, where is it going to go? I'm holding on to this. It's like, okay, something has happened. Either things will stay the change or stay the same, or perhaps you need to make a change. You get a job. You end the relationship. Some type of resolution will happen. So those are just some of the benefits from the gift of communicating when it's not always easy. How do you have the hard conversations? Give yourself a deadline. Write it down. Schedule it on the calendar. Okay, I'm going to give myself a week to make a date with John to talk about all this stuff. And then I'm going to talk to John and I'm going to schedule it. And it's going to be an event in my calendar. And I'm going to give myself maybe an hour to mentally get in that frame of mind where I can have this conversation. And maybe I'm going to allow myself to schedule nothing for the rest of the day because I don't know how I'm going to feel after everything's happened. Write out your talking points. I do this. I have to write down, okay, this is what I'd like to get across. This is what's important for me to say. This is really what it boils down to. There are tons of great resources on how to say things. I shared this and someone else hated. I'm like, hey, that's okay. That works for me. One of the things I learned ages ago when I was in Los Angeles and I was working for USC, they had a great professional development program. You could take all these really wonderful classes. And so I took one on communicating and I learned, I feel, I am, I thought. Right? This, I'm talking about how I feel as opposed to you are, you did, you should, right? And we put it on the other person, like completely removing ourselves. I feel hurt that you did X. Instead of, you're a jerk face for even doing that. Can you see how someone would be more open to the I feel statement? So if you write out your talking points, maybe do a little research on different ways to communicate effectively. You know, you've got to find what works for you and what you feel good doing. I think the best advice I would give, though, is just come from the heart. When you are authentic and genuine and truly care, people pick up on that. We can read energy whether or not we believe in it. And those I feel allow you to express yourself, and I believe people are more open and receptive. Consider if you want to let the other person know you need to have a conversation. Maybe you are married and you don't want to spring something on your spouse, right? Say if you are talking about, so one example I would use, before Tony and I got married, he was in a beautiful townhome. Oh my gosh. He had restored it. It was gorgeous. And I said, yeah, but we have one garage. I think you need to move. And it was a longer commute when he moved. Poor Tony. He's got a longer commute at our new house. Longer commute after he moved into our old home in Raleigh. And I said, okay, well, let's do pros and cons. Next weekend, let's sit down and write out the pros and cons of everything. Because I wanted to give him time to prepare. And I joke as he tells this, well, so we have an electric car and he really wanted an electric car. And I said, well, do your research because I'm not open to it right now. And you're going to have to convince me, why is this a good financial decision for us? And I cracked up. He probably most research he's ever done on anything, but ABC did. Okay, then let's go look at the car. I'm open now because you have convinced me of the benefits, and let's go check it out and see if it's a possibility. So you might want to tell the person they can prepare, because sometimes when we are blindsided, you're like, whoa, hold up. Why are you just springing this on me now? So, and in some cases you just have to spring it, right? You just have to go for it and get it out and get it done. But again, depends on what you're talking to, the relationship, all that. So these are just some things to think about. Take a deep breath. All during this process, if you find yourself getting upset, take a deep breath. Center yourself. Just remember to do deep breathing throughout the entire conversation. Cultivate a mindset of understanding. Remember, you care about this person to some extent. And even if there's someone in your professional life and they drive you bad and you think they stink, they're on your team. And they report to you or their colleague you have to work with, you want that to be the best possible relationship. Don't need to be best friends, but you need to have, hopefully, desire a space where you can do your work, you can be productive, you can be happy, whether or not everyone is on the same wavelength. So cultivate that mindset of understanding, of curiosity, non-judgment, respect, that you're a problem solver. What other adjectives would you use? What else would you want someone, if you were on the receiving end of a difficult conversation, how would you like their mindset to be? What qualities would be important to you? Release the need to feel like, for some of us, that's more difficult than others, and the outcome you desire. What is that great Anne Lamott quote? Expectations are resentments waiting to happen. So check your expectations at the door and let go of any outcome you're thinking going to happen, because most likely it won't. And trust that maybe the best solution will come forward. During the process, check in with any assumptions you may have. I was just at our first adoption event. I'm going to ask, this is airs in September. I'm going to ask for to adopt Anina and Augusta, I've decided, for Christmas. That's what I want for my husband, because I was at the event, like, oh, my heart's going to break. I love these kitties. So I saw a person with a t-shirt. I won't say what it said. And I right to a judgmental assumption. And I said, let that go. You're here for the kitties. And I didn't say anything. I just But I knew myself and I was like, mm-hmm, and got that look. And I was like, Julie, come on now. Well, guess that, what that someone put a $5 donation in our little jar to help the kitties. Wasn't expecting that. They checked my assumption at the door. And that's when the universe thinks I'm being a little stinky. They said, aha, Julie, let's check our assumptions. So I'm going to encourage you to do that during your conversation. If you feel yourself getting off track, getting upset, take a break. There is no law that says you can't take a break during a hard conversation. Maybe you need to sit, do some deep breathing, close your eyes, center yourself, get back together. Okay, you know, why don't we take a 10-minute break? You absolutely can do that. And gather your thoughts if you need to take some notes. Okay, oh gosh, I got off track here. Review what you've written out. Review your talking points. Remember not to take anything personally. And that can be really hard. Someone might lash out at you and say mean things. If it's with someone that you're intimate with, they know your trigger points probably more than anyone. So just bring it back. Why am I doing this conversation? What is this about? I'm not going to take, I'll lick my wounds and I'm going to try to look at this as a gift because I still obviously need to heal. You know, I'm not going to take it personally. I'm going to bring it back to what this conversation is about and what we're trying to accomplish here. Listen to understand, not to get to your next point. How many times have you had conversations with someone and you can tell, oh my gosh, they are not listening to anything I say. They just want to get their next point across. See, it's a lot in social media. You kind of crack me up to see some of these social media conversations in real life because you can tell, I'm just, I got to get it out. I have no interest in what you have to say. Acknowledge that you heard the person. I hear what you're saying, Chris. When I did this, it angered you because you thought I had made an unfair assumption. I always like to make sure I am understanding the point and repeat back. So if they can say, oh no, Julie, you misunderstood, and then repeat back, acknowledge, okay, this is what I'm hearing. Again, that kind of keeps us on track. It keeps us engaged because I can tell, the other person says, oh, she's listening to me. She's paying attention. Or maybe I didn't express myself clearly. Or, oh, I want to make sure she knows this. Be direct when communicating. Don't beat around the bush. And I think women, I find a lot of women are very indirect. I think men tend to be direct. Let's just go for it. Let's get it out of the way. So be direct. No, hem, ha, just boom. Come out and say it. Practice having a conversation if you need to. You could practice with them in the mirror. I've done that before. With a tree. I have no problem talking to a tree, and I believe the tree's listening. A friend, someone that you trust. Because one thing that's important too is if you're saying, I hear you, and rolling your eyes and your body language is communicating that you really don't care, the other person's going to pick up on that. So practice seeing how you respond, what you're doing, and saying, oh, especially if you do that in a mirror with a friend. Ooh, you know what, Julie? I don't know if you realize it, but you were crossing your arms as you said that. You didn't look really open to me, despite what you were saying. So be aware of your body language and take the time to practice. Trust that the best possible outcome will happen for all. I want to be clear about this. I'm choosing to be clear. What you may desire may not happen, but that does not mean it isn't in the best interest for everyone involved. When I ask for something, I always try to say, ask for the highest and best for all of those involved. Yes, would I prefer my preferences to happen? Absolutely. But it doesn't always happen. And again, I've learned, I'm at the age where I maybe didn't understand something when I was younger, and kind of with some life experience, I can look back and say, ah, I see why it happened that way. I see why it unfolded that way. Couldn't at the time, and sometimes we can't. But if you get in the mindset, I'm going to trust that and ask, and I do like a little prayer, before I have a client. I ask for guidance, ask for their wisdom, and ask for, I have to have a conversation, ask for the best possible outcome for everyone involved. And finally, move forward with any solutions. That's part of the conversation, is how can we make sure we have an understanding, we're on the same page, we're clear about everything now, we have cleared the clutter, and we will now take steps to move forward and be on the same page. I think it's really important to make sure that you have a plan to move forward with solutions. You don't want to hang, even if it is the ending of something. You know what? Thanks for the time we spent together. I appreciate that this is all that I learned from you in my life. And moving forward, we just won't be a part of each other's life. That's okay, but we know where we stand. There's no gossiping or why did she do this? Nope, we've said it. Let's move forward. Take actions from today's podcast. Reflect where you get stuck having difficult conversations. Sharpen any skills you may need to have challenging talks in the future. Create a list of benefits for having the discussion you need to have. Make a deadline to have a conversation and stick to it. Have the difficult conversation. Implement any agreed upon strategies. On our next episode, we're talking about why I'm not an influencer. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.